State senators in Michigan are attempting to declaw the Wolverine state by passing a host of anti-gun legislation. It looks like there's a sea change in Michigan that could turn it from a state known for its Great Lakes to its Democrat policymakers' great mistakes. Welcome to 2A for Today. The Wolverines are going through a transition of sorts. You know it never fails. Democrat policies lead to disaster, then Democrats mount up as saviors with a knife and a pen, ready to rescue us by legislating us out of our liberty. State senators in Michigan successfully advanced an 11-bill package in March. The package limped through the Senate predominantly along partisan lines and would enact safe storage measures, universal background checks, and extreme risk protection orders, otherwise known as red flag laws. None of the bills directly aim to solve the crisis of school safety and seem only concerned with imposing stricter regulations on law-abiding gun owners. The Democrats in Michigan are bent on ensuring that Michiganders must ask their state government for permission to express their God-given right to keep and bear arms.
Please, sir, I want some more.
More?
Senate Bills 76, 77, and 78 changed the already out-of-hand background check language in Michigan law by expanding the current language from specifying pistols to all guns and setting sentencing guidelines and fines for noncompliance. SB 79 decrees that unloaded firearms must be locked in a storage container when not in use, even the glove box in your vehicle. You could land in jail for 3 months and be fined $500 if a minor obtains your firearm. Of course, the penalties, fines, and fees imposed on the gun owner would increase if a minor uses the firearm to hurt or kill someone. Democrat Senator Jeremy Moss claims these bills were never against responsible gun owners. These bills are against gun violence. We are ready to enact these laws that the public demands and safe communities require. Every Michigander deserves to live without fear. You know, obviously the senator from Southfield needs to answer a few comprehension questions as it relates to the United States Constitution, which clearly states that the only security, safety, for a free state or community is an armed and trained community, seeming that the militia included every able-bodied male and the right of the people to keep and bear arms, well, you know, the thing. Every Michigander deserves to live without fear, you say? Except the ones made vulnerable because of extended wait times to acquire a firearm for self-defense. Domestic violence is the leading cause of homicide for women around the world, according to a 2022 UN report. The UN Office on Drugs and Crime, the UNODC, released the Global Study on Homicide, Gender-Related Killing of Women and Girls in 2022. The report analyzed the violence perpetrated against women worldwide in 2021. According to the report, an estimated 1 in 3 women globally have been subjected to either physical and or sexual intimate partner violence or non-partner sexual violence in their lifetime. The findings of this report show that in 2021, around 45,000 women and girls worldwide were killed by intimate partners or other family members. This means that more than 5 women or girls are killed every hour by someone in their own family. Background checks are impediments to good people, and especially vulnerable people who need to acquire a firearm for the defense of themselves and their families. Let me give you an example. A woman is beaten in a domestic violence incident. She has had enough. She calls the police, files charges, and her abuser is jailed on a Friday afternoon. The abuser threatens her and her family, saying, "I'm gonna kill you when I get out of here." He'll spend the weekend in jail, but will be out by Monday. This vulnerable woman needs a firearm, but it will be Tuesday or Wednesday before she's permitted to purchase one. Had she been able to purchase one on Friday evening, then she could have trained in gun safety, accuracy, and handling all weekend. At the very least, she could have the firearm prior to her abuser being released from jail. Background checks only serve to cripple good people, not criminals. Criminals and those who seek to do evil are never stopped from expressing their evil by background checks. The gun control cult's carnival did have a positive moment. The package also includes 2 bills that would amend Michigan's sales and use tax to to exempt trigger and barrel locks, safes, lockboxes, and other items designated to enhance home firearm safety. I'm all for lowering taxes. And these kinds of positive behavior interventions and strategies applied by way of reducing tax burden is all right with me. Republican Mark Huizenga offered an amendment that would make the exemption permanent, but it was shot down. SB 83 is the most disgusting bill among the reams of ridiculous writ. That particular bill, if enacted, would give Michigan courts the ability to issue extreme protection orders. Essentially, judges are given the discretion to divine if a person who owns a firearm poses a significant risk of personal injury to the defendant or others by possessing a firearm. The bill would open the Pandora's box of thought crime policing in Motown. James Brown may have been wise to stay out of Motown.
We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are.
Red flag laws are the stuff of Orwellian nightmare.
You're a thought criminal.
Where the children, Orwell writes in 1984, were systemically turned against their parents and taught to spy on them and report their deviations. The family has become, in effect, an extension of the thought police. It was a device by means of which everyone could be surrounded night and day by informers who knew him intimately. It's almost 2024, and it looks like Orwell's predictions were just 40 years premature. That concludes our program for today. If your right to keep and bear arms is important to you, make sure to subscribe to the New American Magazine and get on the Top Daily Headlines mailing list so you get an email alert anytime we upload a video or stream a live event. And share these videos with your family and friends. You've been watching 2A for Today. My name is Zoe. Thank you for watching 2A for Today.
They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot, it's too cold. You know what? The weather changes.
Here's the news, Dad.
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days.
Ditch the fake news and always get the truth. Go to thenewamerican.com.